he's too old. He says, you know, I'm over 70. And I'm just not at all sure that I'm up to it. He said, although I'm in pretty good health, the only thing I've had in the last few years is a case of shingles, which put him down for 4 months. But he really did. He was very flattered, really will think about it, but really feels he's probably too old.
All right.
Brooks Hayes was by. He's going to run for governor of Arkansas, although he will not announce it until the 22nd.
All right, that's a good thing.
And the polls seem to show him ahead. Kraft done a poll for him.
Better get a little quail in there, Kraft, anyway.
He says he will. He knows how to keep you out of it, and he'll do it. But he thinks he stands a pretty good chance. Feels it's a good way to cap his career. One last bit of business with him is, since he came back in December, he hasn't been on the, he hasn't gotten paid for it. And I wondered if you could go ahead and approve that.
I'm scared to death of that. I'm afraid that's dishonest. I'm afraid we'll get in trouble. That's what I held it up for. I'm just scared that we'll get busted. If you'll talk to me about it and then get in the office and we can find a way out of it and get Harry down there, just so he don't go to jail.
Good.
I just, I want to do anything I can for him, and I wouldn't object a bit for he and Wilkins to come in. Well, I guess that'd hurt him in Arkansas. I guess it would.
He would like, before he leaves, 5 minutes alone with you. He won't make any reference to it, any speech or anything. He just
That's all right, but I'd think if he could come in now, if he's not going to announce the 22nd, he could come in tomorrow, get his picture made, walking through the lobby or something.
All right, sir. Vice President came by to see me and said he thinks his house, $750,000 house, is going to be a problem for him and you.
Very dangerous, very foolish. They oughtn't have done it, but I couldn't
help. He'd like to write a letter.
He and his wife got it all stirred up, and I can't help it. He'd gone too far. He acted idiot. He never discussed it with me. So you make point to him, say, well, Mr. Vice President, first mistake we made is that when this thing started and you all started talking to different people around, like Ms. Maroney and others, you never discussed it with the President, something he's got to approve. Now, the President brought up the house and started it. The next thing he knew, Ms. Humphrey was talking to different ones, and you all got a movement started. And the Navy resents the hell out of it, and I do too. That's the truth of it. But I don't want to be ugly with him. I like him, and I don't want to fuss
him. He would like to send a letter to Charlie Schultz, as well as to the senators and congressmen who worked on it, and said, it's very thoughtful of you, but he said, we would like not to fund it. This is no time to be doing anything like that.
Of course.
Is that all right?
Well, I think it let us look at it.
All right.
We might not, may not sign the bill.
All right, sir. Well, I just spent a lot of time with a lot of reporters today, and I'll give you a memo on that tonight.
What are the problems with it? Did you ever talk to Pearson?
About
the Dodd thing?
No, sir, I haven't. I stayed away from that.
I think you got to find something for Pearson to talk about. Then when you do, if he mentions Dodd at all, you ought to say, well, now, we haven't asked the department to do anything on this or any other case, never will. On this, any contract, never will. Those two things, you can be positive of that. That's number one. Now, we are told that Dodd asked the FBI investigate you, and you ask the FBI investigate Dodd, and when they make requests that way, they look at them, and if they have anything justified, they do it. But from what I have been able to hear from all of the lawyers that I talked to, there's not any problem you have. Now, that's the fact.
I had to owe him a call back on a guy that this fellow from Germany, that he wants to see you. And I'll call him and get into it that way.
Tell him if I didn't get into an interview off the record, I wouldn't mind doing it.
He wants to bring him down the ranch and shoot a lot of pictures, which
I'm against. No, tell him we can't do that. Just tell him I just caught unshirted hell. Tell him people came in and said that the intelligence showed that he got a big fee for the appointment. Just tell him the President just got beat over the head something terrible. Said that he was a pet, that you're part of the family, and that you kind of want to know if he split with you. That you got a guy in, got an interview, and got a big fee for it. And that's what the intelligence reported.
That's all.
Now, of course, Pearson's got more interest in money in Germany than Dodd.
Right. Somebody ought to write a column about that. All right, sir.
Nothing else?
No, sir. Lurch Biles down to see him on his comprehensive disaster bill, and I've got Milt Seymour working with him on it.
We ought to shove Seymour more, and you ought to have a staff meeting every day, Bill, on these things.
I've called one.
Have you talked to your senators?
Oh, not. I've talked to all of them.
I asked them all these 10 to get me a report back by tomorrow night.
I didn't know that.
On what they're going to do with supplemental rent. And I said, now, I don't want you all calling them. I want you to go see them before we get out of town. She said, get in the car and drop in and pay the respects. You might take some of the little medals if you want to. Just say, I want to leave a little medal for you or something that you might have. Probably something that's... But we want one thing. We want that amendment taken off. We want to go back to $30 million. Get me that Livingston thing.
All right, I got something.
I'm real worried about this. I'm afraid, just terribly afraid, I'm going to have to go back to the hospital and get this side taken care of.
Bothered you?
Oh, hell, it's just been unbearable. It's just excruciating all day long. Well, you weren't over there this morning, agriculture, but whenever you catch me waspish with people, or irritable, real irritable. You can bet your life that either I'm having trouble getting my breath or I'm aching somewhere.
Perfect.
But I just cannot control it. And I just have to reflect it. When I'm aching, I don't say anything, but I just catch hell. You're the only person I mention it to. But
well, Merriman Smith, it's very interesting. Merriman Smith stopped by and he said, President, feeling poorly? I said, no, he feels good. He's working hard. And he said, well, he went through that speech this morning in a funny way over agriculture. I said, well, I wasn't over there. He said, well, I just thought maybe he wasn't feeling too well. I said, as far as I know, Smitty, he's feeling very...
They've got the story out. I got cancer again. FBI's running it. They're putting it out.
I think it comes largely from communist sources and then some Republican and some political enemies. But it breaks out every now and then in different capitals. Germany, Bonn, Paris. Sure.
Anything on Vietnam this afternoon?
No, we haven't got any report. Of course, it's night over there. That's probably why. Nothing in the last couple of hours.
What do you think about my going home Wednesday or Thursday? I guess it'd be better if I stayed through Thursday when the Congress leaves.
Rust said that he was told that if the Senate passed this food thing tomorrow, they'd get out here tomorrow night. I haven't done any checking on that. But I do think that...
Has Rust called Nehru yet?
I don't know, Mr. President. I'll find out.
I'm going to call Nehru again. You don't see anything wrong with the President calling the ambassador every day.
Not him.
Okay, thank you.